From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Listening to another episode of The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MT Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mistress Oisey saying welcome back.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying happy Thursday.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying I hope you're ready for some shenanigans.
And this is Mistress Angel saying of course we're all ready for our shenanigans. They're already going on.
Yay! All right, that was some River Runs Red from Butte, Montana. No longer together, but still kicking ass and taking names, which is awesome. That's how you know you're metal. You're not around and you still can kick ass.
Right.
Kevin, Corey, Lincoln, Tom, and Kenny were in that band. They were an extreme metal band described as the only one of its kind from Butte. Their influences were, some of them were Pantera, Nevermore, Slayer, Hemlock. So Kevin is currently in a new band right now at Home in Hell, based out of the Great Falls, Montana area. So, yeah, he's still keeping active in the Montana metal scene, which is pretty kick-ass. We're going to head over to the Missoula, Montana area now and listen to our buddies Undone.
Band members include Josh, Trev, Tim, and Corey. The band founded in 1998. They're the slag pile of Montana's music scene, so they've got a dark sound. They describe it as dark mounds of sharp-edged rock spewing from pristine country hillsides like slag. And that's a pretty brutal description for a pretty heavy metal, awesome band. I love Undone.
I do too. They're fantastic. And they always refer to themselves as the black sheep of the Montana metal scene.
And it's very true.
It is. But they're fucking fantastic. But they're the band that everybody knows that they don't know that they know but and they love, but they don't realize that they love. And they're like, oh yeah, it's Undone. And then they've got their crazy fanatic fans who know they love Undone and will stop push everybody else all the way to get up there.
We've only hurt a few children and a few adults, but it was their fault. They should have got out of the way. We yell, get the fuck out of the way. And when you hear, get the fuck out of the way, you get the fuck out of the way.
You were duly informed.
You were informed. Bitch. You had like 3 seconds notice. You should have moved.
It is humanly really possible to move that fast.
Yeah. Fall over. Fall to the right.
All right. This is Undone on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Syndrome. We're going to slay your face soon. Be there. Listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem for life.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out the words.
It was unlike anything I've ever heard. bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival, you dig. And to start with it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then, it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought it was cute at first and built an act around it. But the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too, and have crying jags. Nobody loved it. And it wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up, beating at it with his fists and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good, and the asshole said to him,
"It is you who will shut up in the end, not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
After that, he began waking in the morning with this transparent jelly, like a tadpole's tail, all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands, like burning gasoline jelly, and grew there. So finally, his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed eyes. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied. So the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out. And there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye at the end of a stalk.
You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. Just heard from Salmon Rape, excerpts of A Naked Lunch. These guys are out of Clinton. Dylan is the primary organizer of the band while grabbing resources from many other sources in collaboration.
The one we just heard was actually the one where DJ Sun works with. That was his collaboration.
Oh, that was his collaboration.
So you have him to thank.
Thank you, DJ Sun.
Dylan did. He was actually in another band for a little bit. He was with Arctotis as their lead man for a little bit, and I don't think he's doing that anymore because they went a different direction and stuff, but we're excited to, for him to get back into Salmon Rape and produce us some more fucked up music. Fucked up awesome music, though. We always say it with love because we love it. We don't stop listening. It's kind of like, you know, hot food. You just keep eating it even though it burns
like,
it burns.
It burns, it burns.
But it's so good. So
it's like an icy.
It's worth it. Yeah, like an icy.
Yeah, you get the brain freeze effect.
Yeah. It's tasty.
Sometimes
and
it hurts, but it's good. On that note, we're going to head over to Dare Lodge with Seventh Passing. Seventh Passing has members Sarah, Roger, Kevin, and Eric.
We got to see them at the NARMA to the Road to the Red Carpet showcase that was at the depot. Sarah actually returned right after having a baby to do
the
show.
Wasn't she only had the baby like a month before that, 6 weeks before that, something like that?
I think it was even shorter than that. She was like, she almost died. She was like airlifted.
I know she was like, she was
like
she
airlifted
was tired.
Ambulance. And you're like, I'm just staring at her. I'm like, why are you here? She's like
you just had a baby. Shouldn't you be like recovering and stuff? She's like, oh, I'm fine. It's fine.
She's like, it's metal. And I'm like, all right, get on the stage, bitch.
You're like, you win.
I love you. Get on that stage.
Like you go take stage, man.
Seventh Passing is really awesome. When you see them at first, you're kind of like, eh, but they've got a really good song. Their drummer, Eric, is fucking fantastic. I watched him the last time over in Deer Lodge, and I was totally enthralled with watching him. He's fucking fantastic. So definitely, yeah, don't pass up an opportunity to see them. They're worth it. So this is Seventh Passing on Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
This is Eddie Kelly.
And this is Kiki Kelly.
And we're from Mudkicker, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back. Matt Swafford from Mahamawaldi, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
We hope it goes well, but bear with us through maybe some of the rough patches. Sweet, let's go. It's also called Marco's Standard. We'll be right back.
was Eye of the Reaper by Arctotis here on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They're from Missoula, Montana, and they were established in October of 2012. You have Dave, Josh, and Quincy in the band. The name is based off of a 14-foot prehistoric bear, which was recognized as the largest mammalian predator to have lived. It's a three-piece heavy metal group hailing from Missoula, drawing from diverse musical backgrounds and a wide range of common influences. Unfortunately, they're in hibernation right now.
Dead face.
Yeah, I love their band. I can't wait for them to wake back up. Mm-hmm. And they say, "You're going to come crawling out of our cave soon, hungry and fiercer than ever. Prepare your diddly holes."
Hell yeah.
Which hole's a diddly hole?
That's what all like of them.
All of them? They're all diddly holes? Anywhere you can put it?
Yeah.
Okay. Find now I know. Okay. Now
how
I know.
Diddle, though?
How do you diddle a diddly hole?
Yeah.
Only the tip. Just start there. Work your way up.
All right, then.
All right. We're going to stay in Missoula. We're going to head over and listen to some Blessed Doom. We love Blessed Doom. Double S, double D, double O. They've got Rosen, Russ, Sherry, and Eddie. Great band. They make fantastic music. And then Eddie makes fantastic posters. If you want to see some really kick-ass concert posters, Eddie makes them. He makes the best ones, and I'm always in awe. I always look forward to when he starts promoting shows. I'm like, what kind of poster is he going to make? Because he gives everybody a run for their money. So
nice. He makes sure to balance out all the bands. And
they're just fun ones, and they catch your attention, and that's the point and stuff. Is like, you're like, ooh, Garbage Pail, and they're like, wait, Garbage Pail Kids. And then you're like, wait, no, this is a poster. What is this to? And then you start paying attention and reading it because you're intrigued.
Right.
He knows how to grab your attention. Blessed Doom began in the fall of 2005. They've played lots and lots of shows. Played with Boba Flex, Psycho Stick, Hemlock, and many more. Dimestock is coming up this Saturday over in Missoula, Montana at the Dark Horse. Blessed Doom, Black Jesus Vomit, Planet Motherfucker, and Piranha Dog. That sounds like a fucking fantastic show because, Dimestock's fun.
I want the shirts from that.
Right? I just want to
walk around with the... You know, Blessed Doom, Black Jesus Vomit, Planet Motherfucker, and Piranha Dog just written on the shirt just to make people like stop, like, what? And you're like, it's my church. And walk away.
So definitely get out to the Dark Horse in Missoula, Montana this weekend and check out Dimestock. Always a great, great show. This is Blessed Doom on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Rod, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
Mistresses of Mayhem. This is Chad from Cancerous. Keep the rock alive!
Don't
Just heard Mahama Waldi with Snuff the Fluff. I love that title. That is so fun. These guys are out of Hamelock, a.k.a. Hamilton, Montana. They're Death Thrash Boogie. The members include Moof and Southpaw. Death Thrash, the meanest, ugliest boogie band, and you cannot resist it. The band interests are to kick fucking ass and share the good shit with y'all. And if you want to check out this website on myspace.com, Mahama Waldi, Mark's just released another video showing of the skills of Southpaw. So hopefully that means that they are working on more music and more shows for all of us.
Fantastic. I love Mahama Waldi. You have to see them live. And you just stand back in awe. And they sound really freaking good. And they're just so freaking fast.
I definitely recommend watching the videos he has. You just see how fast his hand goes, faster than most people can do with two.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, they are. They're just... It's thrash boogie. That's... Yeah, death thrash boogie is like the ultimate definition of and those
it
guys.
It fits those guys, though, because it definitely has a boogie theme to it, though.
And then you find yourself slapping around and thrashing around. All right. Mr. Oisey saying thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Montana Metal. Be sure to check out NERMA.net for their Road to the Red Carpet showcase. A lot of the Montana Metal bands need your votes right now. The People's Choice Awards is happening, and there are several Montana Metal bands on there. Ground Into Dust, Undone, Universal Choke Sign, Latitude 45 is in there, and Ever. Just so many bands that need your votes right now. So it's a big, huge opportunity for these bands to be nationally known and stuff. So go out and Montana Metal some love on that site for the People's Choice Award with NERMA at NERMA.net.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying go out and do something dirty as well. I told you to.
This is Mistress Mystery saying be careful of what Mistress Ansi says because it could be quite dangerous.
I didn't tell them to get caught. They'd know better than that. Don't get caught.
Yeah, but they might get hit by cars.
Don't do it in the middle of the street.
Or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Not my fault.
Crazy stuff happens, especially when you're around.
I only encourage it. It's up to them if they do it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and this is Mistress Angel saying pictures or it didn't happen.
True stories.
Yeah.
Pictures. Sometimes you don't want pictures, though.
No, I do.
They don't want pictures. Like this one time. Oh, God.
Well, that's interesting. Shit.
I can't remember the alley. Pictures.
I'll like this and share it on Facebook.
Great. Why am I being banned on Facebook again?
Let's close out this week's episode of Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem on mtradio.net. With some Uncommon Evolution with 5 Minute Hate. We want to thank, of course, DJ Sun for putting up with our shenanigans, and of course, Sean from MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome station. Uncommon Evolution from Whitefish, Montana. Members are Matt, Dan, River, and Briar. You can visit uncommonevolution.weebly.com. They were formed in the spring of 2013, and they freaking are awesome, and they have a new video on their Facebook, so definitely check it out. Uncommon Evolution on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Here I stand on this battlefield with
been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.